And we're in here on the Blue Noise, WMFO 91.5 FM. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Coming back to you live, this is the Blue Noise, the final semester. And I'm very happy to have this slot because there was a bit of a debacle about getting it, but we're here now, so that's all that matters. That was bred by Norma Tanega, 60s novelty singer who I think is underappreciated, and they did a re-release of some of her old stuff because she had a song called You're Dead that was the theme song to a show recently. Anyway, that's an old one, but we have quite a good deal of new music, especially in the next set, some 2020 releases on the horizon, and playing the advance singles from those, plus some stuff from the new Andy Schauf album, and plenty more to get to. Starting off here, this is Surprise.
Yeah. reincarnation. I say no, but please go on. He says I was reading about these kids. They're like 2 years old, recalling their past lives. Could you imagine if that was your kid? Rose asks if we want another. I say I'll take another life. Some talk about heaven and watching from up above. And I imagine sitting on that shelf, watching over you, just waiting to be someone else. If I died and you died too, could we sit up in heaven and choose to live on together? Skyward, and it reminds me of a dream I had, where I was shot in a shopping mall. I died and started rising, until I dove headfirst into the ground. I woke up and told Judy. She started laughing at me, just laughing in the morning. As the dust that you sweep off the floor forevermore.
Here on the Blue Noise, WMFO 91.5 FM. These songs you just heard in order were Kevin Crowder with Surprise off his forthcoming record called Full Hand. That one's going to be out on the right at the end of this month, the 28th of February. Then we heard Blake Babies with Out There. So basically, that's a Boston area group from the 90s, and I think that Kevin Crowder was really pretty perfectly sort of trying to steal some of their sound. Sorry, the backing is a little too wordy for this, but anyway, he said that was an inspiration for the new record. You can definitely hear it. That one's called Out There. And we heard the new Anna Birch, Not So Bad, Detroit area singer-songwriter with a record coming out on Polyvinyl in April, something like that. So excited to see that one. The Kevin Crowder one, like I said, end of the month on Bayonet Records. And most importantly, I think the new Andy Schauf record, which came out like a week ago, a little more than a week ago, on the 14th or so, is just absolutely incredible. Probably gonna be one of my top picks of the entire year, no matter what. Perfect concept album where the conversation about, you know, one night, one person, and some flashbacks goes throughout the entire, you know, runtime of the record, and just a flawless little chamber pop album that is much more than the sum of its constituent parts. It just works so well. Under Us right now is It's Not Easy by Extra Golden. And we were going to get into some older stuff coming up alongside one new track and change it up in the latter half of this show. Some longer songs on your way, and enjoy a little bit more of this one. Just cannot touch.
Absolve, absolve, absolve. We spent the better part of the day waiting for the wave to hit our side of town. It didn't. Absolve, absolve, absolve. I wash my hands of the stuff of legends and wet news of the horizon. I hear it's all just a horizontal myth. So stop your cruising, start your criticizing, oh. Indulge yourself for once, feel medium between them. Goddamn, your eyes, they just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun. Goddamn, your eyes, they just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun. They just had to be twin prizes waiting for the sun.
Don't clouds in space. It's not the phone on the table, nor the bed in the earth, nor the bed in the stable, nor your state.
To eat, not to die.
Nice long set there for you, back on Blue Noise 91.5 WMFO. Medford, this is Tufts Freeform Radio. Certainly giving you a little bit of variety. We try. Starting off the set there, Dear Landlord by Fairport Convention, off their classic On Half Breaking LP. They released three albums that are pretty darn different in the same year. That's 1969, and that one's the best. And it's crazy because apparently Sandy Denny was only on the records like released in that year, which I didn't know. And I don't know too much about the band. My dad used to have has a Island Records compilation that has the Si Vois Partir or whatever, which is another song from that, which is sort of like a jokey French folky thing. But there's so much other great stuff, like Where'd All the Time Go, etc., from that album. It's less traditional folk and more just folky. Anyway, Destroyer with the Bad Arts from their record Street Hawk, A Seduction. It's from 2001, but Dan Behar has a new record out this year. I think came out just on Friday. And that one is called Have We Met? Which is kind of ironic because he's put out like 20 records on the same label. After that, we heard the wonderful Big Thief with Not. You know, people were really obsessed with that group, and I haven't listened to enough to really understand all of it, but that song just grabs you. That's from their second LP of 2019, Two Hands. And we heard The Sixths with San Diego Zoo. It's like a side project of whatever that band is that did like 60 whatever love songs. That one. Under us right now, the new one from Joey Alexander, that is called Downtime, from his album Warna, which is his debut on Verve. It's funny, Merge, Verve, best young pianist, you know, under the age of 18, I guess, right? Started at 11, fans throughout the jazz universe, but really killing it on this one, which is an original, I believe, and a really fun album for his major label debut. Gonna do some more jazz in the next couple minutes, and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And we're back here on the Blue Noise, 91.5 FM. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Just heard Elias Buster Henry, brilliant song from the Glass Bead Games. It's a double LP from, I believe it's from the 70s, but they just did a re-release in 2013. Clifford Jordan Quartet. That's Billy Higgins who wrote that, and on the drums, just absolutely incredible. Got Bobby Timmons under us, Lush Life from this year's Bobby Timmons. I like this rendition. It's a little bit, you know, short, and it's very fuzzy. You can't find like a good one on streaming, but that's pretty much going to be it. I think I'll play maybe a new Carolyn Polachek pop tune to close it out, and that's a pretty solid first show, if I do say so myself. And I'll catch you back here, switching to 1 p.m. on Mondays here on the Blue Noise. Please have a wonderful week, and see you soon. Actually, haha, just kidding. Do a PSA. Families affected by disasters, they urgently need your support. Please help the American Red Cross provide meals, shelter to those affected by disasters, big and small. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief. Please go to redcross.org and call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's REDCROSS. Okay, now you can have a good week. After we're all squared away. See ya. Baggage, claim it, promise one day you will.